Well, welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast number 193. I am your host, Clint Beachwood, and I give you the finest and new releases in the worldwide genre of surf music. We're going to start off with three new songs. The Starhoppers from Northern California are going to do Astroman from their Nominal AF LP. From LA, Davey Allen and the Arrows, who has been around forever and who keeps putting out incredible music. The song is Accentric, and the new album is called Psychological. And then from Fort Wayne, Indiana, it's going to be Strange Waters. They're going to do Danger Snake from their new LP, Deep Dive. Thanks for finding the show. Let's get rockin'. We'll be right back. Once again, you just heard Strange Waters, Davy Allen and the Arrows, and the Starhoppers to start the show off. You know, I always like to thank Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones for sponsoring the podcast, and you now have the opportunity to actually see Rick on the internet with a podcast that he has done along with Ryan of 60 Cycle Hum. I'm going to post the link down at the bottom of my playlist, so give it a shot. And especially those of you who like building electronical things, Rick displays three of his latest pedals that you can put together yourself, save a ton of money, but have just an incredible sound. Check out this podcast. Up next is Sis Malakian from Mexico City. He just released a new album on January 1st called Unknown Creatures. This song is Bioluminescencia.
Thank you. Good evening. This is Mike Vernon from the Three Balls of Fire, talking to you from San Marcos, Texas. You know, when I want to relax, I like to sit back in my lazy boy chair, a warm glass of milk, and listen to my Perry Como records. But when I want to rock out and listen to some surf guitar, I listen to the Day at the Beach podcast with my buddy Clint Beachwood. Yeah, take it away, Clint.
Background music for today's show is being provided by the band Chum. Adrian Anthony was Chum's drummer, and he passed away last year, and I wanted to dedicate all this background music to him. He died way too young, and I considered him a good friend, and it was just sad to see him go. I still miss him. Five different songs from five albums by Chum. You just heard the Rum Tones, a band making their first appearance on the podcast. The Rum Tones come out of Savannah, Georgia. You heard Sand Spitters and Painkillers from their self-titled LP. Before that, Three Balls of Fire from their Burnin' and Churnin' LP. I played Havana Calling. And if you purchase that, you get a bonus album, which is a live show by Three Balls of Fire, where they had guest guitarist Noki Edwards, George Tomsko, and Jerry Cole. Not all in one show, but you'll hear renditions by each of those guys on this live LP. I'll be playing more of that in podcasts to come. Before Three Balls of Fire, it was Surfer Joe from his new World Traveler LP. I played Solitary Surfer, and Sis Malekian did Bioluminescencia. Up next is E Fat Tones. They come from Italy. They're going to do a song called Mara Calibo. You are listening to A Day at the Beach, podcast 193.
Thank you. Thank you. Вы слушаете подкаст «A Day at the Beach» – лучшая в современной инструментальной музыке серфинга из России за ее пределами.
We'll be right back.
That was a band from Newcastle on the Tyne. That's a city up in northern England. The band is called the Screamin' Seagulls. The song was Stolen Chips and Beyond the Claws, the name of the album. It's funny, seagulls must act the same in England as they do in Southern California. I once had a seagull try to steal a burrito out of my hand as I was eating it. No lie, true story. Before that, a couple bands from Russia. We heard the Banana Quits from Moscow. They did Shakin' Friends. And the Slop Tones, who have been around quite a while, they did UFO Detector. That's backed with a song called Surf of the Dead. In between those two Russian bands was a former co-worker of mine by the name of Ellen, who did a little Russian intro. She is from Russia, and I appreciate her adding that little blurb to the show. And opening the set was Italy's I Fat Tones. Well, my name's Clint Beachwood. I do this podcast every once in a while, about once a month. And I try to keep it all new surf music. So I hope you're enjoying the show. Your comments are always welcome. My playlist is available on Facebook / Beach Podcast and also on Surf Guitar 101. Up next, from the Netherlands, it's Twang Inspectors. They're going to do a song called Twister. And it comes from an LP called Surf Ride to Aihe. Hey there, Max from the Surf Junkies here, and you're about to hear a track from our new EP, Meet the Surf Junkies, on A Day at the Beach with Clint Beachwood. That song should have sounded familiar to you. It was Elvis Presley's It's Now or Never, performed this time by Los Reverbs. They come from Uruguay. And it's on a new album called CC Rider, put out by Sharawaji Records. It's a tribute to Elvis Presley. Pretty cool concept if you like things like that. Cool song by Los Reverbs. The Insect Surfers have a new Best Of CD out. It's called Satellite Bay. And I played Speed of Life. The Surf Junkies, another band making their debut appearance on the show. They did Barrel Pounder from their LP Meet the Surf Junkies, and Twang Inspectors with Twister off of their LP Surf Ride to Eyeheen. Well, this is going to wrap things up. I've got three more songs to play. Up next from Madrid, Spain is Los Seisiete. They're going to do Santa Inés, and this comes from their EP Montesa. The Insanitizers, which I have given you several songs over the past several podcasts, they come from Vancouver, Washington, and they're going to do Space Trip off their album Space Force. And then to wrap up the show, the El Caminos from Japan are going to do the title track from the new LP Wave Walkin', which is a tribute to the Surf Raiders. It's on Green Cookie Records, and it will be available for release next month, I believe February 22nd. 2022. And you can pre-order it if you'd like, but here's a little preview to that again by the El Caminos. Thanks so much for listening. This has been A Day at the Beach, podcast 193.